Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're doing that with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Eva is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the tax mama. She's the author of The Trump Tax Cut. That's her brand new book. We'll help you understand what you need to know about the new tax law, and plus a whole bunch of other stuff. She's been teaching people how to not only to do their taxes and to do them well, but also people who help you. She's been training enrolled agents all over the world, all over the country, all over the universe, and occasionally she's gracious enough and generous enough to spend time with us and to teach us. Eva, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate your time. We love having you as a member of our Brain Trust.
Thank you. And I know the audience really appreciates what you do for them and how you give them so much useful information, not just for me, but you have some of the best and most interesting and well-informed people in the country joining you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, I tell them no chopped liver for them, only the best. And you're a classic example of that. So, Eva, talk to us about some of the other things that you're hearing people, that you're seeing people do that they're asking you questions about, or you're observing them making big mistakes. What's the next one?
Well, you know, people come to Tax Mama and ask questions. That's what it is. Tax Mama is the free website. So we get thousands of questions, and this one is a little bit different because it comes from a tax professional. He says, the taxpayer died without a will, and nobody has copies of his prior year tax returns, and we need to file the current year tax return. And so he wanted to know how you get copies of those past returns and who is authorized to sign his power of attorney so that he can get a copy. And here's the problem. With no will and no surviving spouse, nobody can sign. You have to go through probate, which could take months.
Months, yeah. Six months minimum.
Yeah, so that means that you may miss the filing deadline. You know, there are all kinds of issues that crop up, penalties that you might be able to get waived. So let's not quite go to the death thing yet. The point I wanted to bring out, and possibly for myself as well, it's time to go out and write up a will and a trust, a living trust, to put your assets in so they don't have to go through probate, and that your intentions are spelled out and people don't have to go through a lot of trouble to control the assets, to file the paperwork, you know, the bank accounts, if you have a living trust, the bank accounts don't freeze, don't get frozen until probate, you know, goes through for 6 months. You know, so the message today is set up your will and a living trust and make sure that people know where all of your information is to be found so that they can start moving on keeping everything going and getting the paperwork filed. And that message goes to me as well.
A while back, I sat down and wrote just a by the numbers, step by step, if this, if then that thing, and sent it to my accountant. And I said, you don't have to do all this, but you're going to do some of it. And I'm asking you to coordinate with these other people who do these things, and you'll be in charge of paying them and yourself.
Without it being written in a will or written into a trust, he has no authority.
No, I understand.
Whatever authority you give him during your lifetime dies if it's not in there. I had a client with a really terrific business, and he called me and said, I'm dying, and I want you to take care of making sure that my business gets sold to the right people and that my mother gets the stream of income or she gets the money from the business. I had nothing in writing. And his mother was so freaked out about the fact that he died and that the death certificate said it was an autoimmune disease. She just couldn't, she wouldn't give me authority to do anything. The $150,000 business just died. I had four people bidding on it.
That's sad. Hey, Eva, good job today. Thank you for all the great lessons. Thanks. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen.
And have a less taxing day.
TaxMama.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.